from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Talks truth, live from the booth, always spits 100 proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist to feed your soul like nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause Tina talks truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you tune in to the radio. Tina talks truth is the only way to go.
Good morning, and welcome to the Tina Talks Truth radio show. I'm Tina Levine, and I'm your hostess with the mostest. I know, cheesy. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for sharing my radio show. Thank you for your emails and messages and text messages. I'm still praying for you all. Thanks to Idioms for the introduction song, and thank you for our incredible guest today. And I say this every week, you are going to be so blessed by this interview. This interview is with Pastor Victor Torres. Let me just say, Pastor Torres has quite the past. He definitely has a testimony of being transformed and delivered. He was a gang member in New York City and a heroin addict. So he shares his recovery, his transformation from that lifestyle. Pastor Torres's testimony actually reminds me of when I was in college. And I had talked to my friends, and I really wanted to start a gang. It actually turned out to be a book club. And wow, is he doing some mighty, mighty things for the kingdom. But before we get to Pastor Torres, I just want to lift my audience up in prayer. If you could join me in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for today. We thank you for breath. Whew, sometimes that's all we need to do is just breathe. Life can be overwhelming and we can be frustrated easily. God, we just cast all of our cares to you, all of our burdens, and we just hand those off to you. Oh, so nicely and gently and smoothly, because we just can't bear the burdens every day. And I just pray for all of my audience members that may be struggling with medical issues, financial burdens. Maybe they are reinstating relationships, creating new relationships. Maybe someone's just struggling at home right now with an addiction and they don't know how to reach out for help. God, I just ask that you speak through Pastor Torres in my interview today to reach those hearts that need healing. And I thank you for another opportunity to share hope with the world. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Psalm 18:6 says, I called to the Lord in my distress, and I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Pastor Victor Torres actually shares how he cried out to the Lord in his interview. Pastor Torres's example of godly sorrow is just remarkable in his testimony. I love how he shares his heartfelt cry of help to God that he couldn't live that lifestyle anymore, and he sincerely had sorrow in his heart. But he turned around and he used that as motivation. He used that to move forward. And now he's doing the works of God. So really, he transformed godly sorrow into godly motivation and love through his ministries. And he shares also how the church can be involved with people struggling with addictions and how they can actually encourage families. And he also shares how God's love is really what healed him from an addiction to heroin and just to transform him out of that life of being a gang member. I also have to tell you, this man, he's written a book, an autobiography called Victor. It's going to be released in the fall. And he also has a new film about his life called Victor. It actually was released in June. And I'm telling you, if you want some great music, this is a great film to watch, not only for the music and the actual story, but also a mother's prayer. You know, his mother's prayers really saved him, and a divine intervention from a pastor. And he'll share that in his interview. He has received many, many awards, over 5 awards for this new film. Please stay tuned after the interview for Victor, but also Harborside Music is going to be sharing a song, and it is a beautiful song. It's called For Love, and I believe it's just perfect for Pastor Torres's testimony. I want to introduce you to Pastor Torres.
Good morning. This is Tina with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show, and we have such a special guest. We were actually just chatting it up about transformation and how we can look back on a past that God has just transformed us and the Holy Spirit has just done a great work in us. And we're so grateful to have you, Pastor Victor Torres. So thank you so much, Pastor Torres, for being on the Tina Talks Truth Radio Show.
Well, Tina, it's my privilege, my blessing to have this opportunity to share with you and your audience. And I just pray that we will be able to be a blessing to your listeners.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you have been a blessing to many. I've done a lot of research on you, and I'm just like overwhelmed. Not only do you have the new release on your autobiography, Victor, that's coming out in the fall, but you also just have a new film, which is called Victor, and that was just released in June. And I got to tell you, I watched some of it, and I love the music. The music was great, but also, wow, from being a mother, and my son's name is Victor, I tell you, you tug at the heartstrings with the scenes with your mother praying for you. If you could share with our listeners what that movie is about and some of your testimony, please.
Well, you know, Tina, my mother is the real hero in the movie because it was through her prayer life that I was able to come to Christ and change my life. My mother was a gangbuster for Jesus. She was determined that she was going to reach me, that one day I would be delivered from my addiction. And also the lifestyle that I was living. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, God didn't live in our house. He just did not live there. And one day, my mother, in her desperation, seeking for a way out, seeking for an answer, she found this small new storefront church in the neighborhood. And she started to attend that church, and there she found faith for herself. She found Christ, and she had a marvelous experience with God. And now she brings this faith to the house. She brings it to the family. And that's what started a revolution in our home.
That's incredible. And you also said about the lifestyle. If you could just share with our listeners, what type of lifestyle was it? I know at a young age, you made some pretty dangerous decisions, if you could share about that.
Yeah, well, you know, my parents came from Puerto Rico to New York City, like many Latin American families looking for the American dream. And when they got to New York, that dream now turns into a nightmare because at age 12, I had already started getting in trouble on the streets and with the law, with the police. And at age 12, I took a knife and I stabbed another young person and sent him to the hospital. And of course, I was arrested, put into juvenile detention and probation. And at age 14, I had already joined the gang in my neighborhood. And I took a needle at that age for the first time, and I used heroin. And from there on, my life just began to go downhill. By age 17, I had already been incarcerated 3 times. Most of my friends on the streets are dead. They died terrible deaths, overdose of drugs on rooftops and basements. And also stabbed to death on the streets. The guy that introduced me to the gang, he was stabbed 22 times right in front of our home, right there in front of everybody. And it was a horrible lifestyle that was only but bringing tragedy and total desperation, especially to my parents. They were going crazy. They didn't know what to do with me. They tried so many different things, and they tried the psychologist, they tried the hospital, they tried everything that they could. And it was only until that little lady found her faith in God that started a revolution in our family, in my life, which changed me forever.
And also, I saw in the movie that there was a pastor that was really instrumental. I mean, it was a divine intervention. Can you share about that?
Yeah, Pastor David Wilkerson, who had come to New York City to try to help seven young men that were on trial for the murder of another gang member, Michael Farmer. And these seven young men were from Dragon's gang, and they stabbed them to death. And now they're facing this horrific trial. And he reads about it through Life magazine then, because Life magazine is out of publish now. But, you know, he reads their story, front page story, and God speaks to his heart to come to New York. And all this time, you know, my mother and other moms were praying, you know, for their sons. But my mother was praying for me, and I really believe that that's what brought Pastor David Wilkerson to the city. And God used him in a very powerful way when he opened up a home to help gang members and drug addicts. And that's when my mom got involved, and she learned all about the home, and the next thing you know, she's talking to me about this place, but she never tells me that it's a Christian place. You know, I thought it was maybe like a halfway house or some kind of a clinic, but it was the home that David Wilkerson had opened up to help drug addicts and gang members. So she convinced me to go. And of course, I wanted to change, you know, even though I was deeply involved in drugs and crime and in the gang, inside of me, I wanted to change. I was tired. I'd been to the hospital several times to withdraw from drugs. I tried to cold turkey. I had overdosed several times. So I know that my life was hanging by a thread. But that morning when I went there to the house, I was impacted when I saw other young men that were there, gang members from the streets. Nicky Cruz, you know, he was with a gang called the Mau Mau Chaplains, and we were enemies on the streets. And here, you know, he's preaching to me, and he's telling me all about Jesus, and David Wilkerson is there, and I wanted to run out of the place, but I gave it a try. When I gave it a try, that's when the Holy Spirit, God, began to move in on me, and I had an encounter with God that changed my life completely.
That's incredible, and I love it. That's so God. You know, God does have a sense of humor, and for him to use a rivalry, you know, a gang member that's a rivalry to you on the streets, but, you know, in his home, in the church, or even just this home, it sounds like, I mean, God was definitely ministering to all of your hearts, but that he used this gang member to actually preach to you, and you actually had the willingness to change. And that's something that I kind of want to touch on, is for anyone out there that may be struggling with addiction, or maybe they have a family member that is struggling with addictions. I see there at the New Life for Youth Drug Treatment Center that you founded in 1971, that you actually offer family support groups. What can churches do to help addicts and their families?
Well, you know, one of the things is for churches to get involved and get well informed and not be afraid of the addict, the addicted, you know, loved one or friend or whoever they may be, because inside of that person, there is a desire to want to change. You know, I wanted to change. I just didn't have the power. People used to tell me, well, what you need is willpower, you know, and I had all the will in life, but I didn't have the power. And that's when I was at that center, you know, they helped me, you know, to open up my eyes. And on the third day, I was withdrawing from drugs and cold turkey, and I was hurting. And I decided that I was going to leave. But then a young man stopped me at the door and started ministering to me, and that challenged my heart. I turned back into the home, walked inside of a small room they call the chapel, and I had never done this before. I just got on my knees, and I called out to God, and I said, God, if it's true what these people are saying, if it's true what my mother preaches, what David Wilkerson is saying, I said, please, if you can change my way of living, if you can give me the strength and the power to be able to overcome drugs, I don't want to die as a drug addict. I just don't want to die on the streets. And right there, the more I opened my heart to God, the Lord just reached out to me. And I said, you know, I didn't feel that the walls were coming down or seeing any lightning or anything like that. But I experienced the love of God in a very powerful way. And something happened inside of me. When I got up from that time, from that moment of prayer, I knew I was a changed man. And from there on, you know, God just put a desire to reach out to others. And I find that people do want to change. One of the things about, you know, drug addiction is that drugs are a controlling factor. They are a controlling influence. And they literally control people's lives. And I think that when someone is on drugs, even though they have a desire to want to change and they don't have the power, what they need is that encouragement that a church can give, that a center like our ministry. You know, we house over 200 young men and young women in our program. We have had over 20,000 young people come to our centers to receive help. And today we have seen miracles. I just got through watching a video today of a young man that's crazy for Jesus. He's out there on the highways preaching about the coming of Christ and all this. And this young man went through our program, and there was no hope for him. And God healed him and changed his life. So, you know, there's always hope if we are willing to reach out to those that need the Lord, those that are hurting.
Absolutely. That's what, you know, my radio show is called Tina Talks Truth, but my whole motto is the truth is there is hope. And it doesn't matter how far gone, you know, people or society think you are. God, there's always hope in God. And I love how you just said that you just called out to God and that the love of God is what changed your heart. And then for him to place that discipleship, that servant's heart on you, for you to have this desire to help others. 200 men and women in New Life for Youth Drug Treatment Center. That is just phenomenal. What a blessing to these young people. And I just, you know, young people in recovery is really my heart. I got sober and clean at 23 years old in college. And back then there wasn't much for young people. But nowadays it just seems like there's so many programs and meetings and activities and conferences for them. There's just a lot of great things for them.
And the need
community is
so great. You know, yes. The need is so great because today, as you know, that the opiate problem has inflated tremendously. There are more people using drugs today than ever before. You know, those that are doing something about it and reaching out is a drop in the bucket. But, you know, if everybody do their part, we can reach this generation and we can see lives transformed. You know, both men and women in our program, we have also homes for women. We have a home for women called the Mercy House. We have another home for women with children called the Mercy Moms. And, you know, and when they come, you know, they realize they have a need. And, you know, they're looking for help. They're looking for encouragement. And we have the resources because believers in Christ have been given the resources. We have what it takes to heal this generation. You know, God is looking for people. He wants people to get involved, to reach out. Don't be afraid to talk to a hurting young person, because you never know what that person is going to turn out to be. If anybody would have told me when I was on the streets dying on drugs with no hope and no future that one day I was going to be a preacher of the gospel, that I was going to go and preach in close to 40 countries around the world, and that a movie was going to be made out of my life, and that I was going to start this ministry and be this pastor, I would have never believed that. But God had a plan for my life. And God has a plan for every one of us. Every one of us has a purpose in this life. And when we turn our lives over to Christ, then, you know, God is able to fulfill that purpose and that plan for us, that he's just waiting for us to embrace it and come to him.
Yes, I love that. And it's so true that if our lives went according to our plan, we would be dead or in prison, or someone else would be dead. That's for sure. But God has a plan.
We would be in a heap of trouble, as they say.
Yes.
Down here.
Absolutely, yes. And it sounds like you just have really been obedient to God and his plan for you. And I just need to congratulate you. I saw that you won some awards for the film Victor, Best Youth Movie.
Yes.
Best Drama. Best in over $250,000, and Best Picture. So congratulations. That's incredible. Yeah.
Powerful, powerful. Yeah, one of those awards was Best Evangelistic Film, which, you know, we're starting to receive messages, people that have come to the Lord through the movie. And we have some in our program right now as a result of the movie. So we're praying that God will use it in a mighty way.
Absolutely. It sounds like he is already, and he's using you. And I'm just so grateful for you and for, you know, your time here on the Tina Talks Truth radio show. I ask all of my guests just four simple questions. The first being, what brings you hope?
Well, you know, what brings me hope is the fact that, you know, my favorite verse in the Bible is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Where it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor enter into the heart of man the things that God has for them that love him. And, you know, when you look at what God has made for you, according to his word, you got something to look forward to. You know, your tomorrows are going to be greater than your yesterdays. And that's something that I look forward to. It brings me a lot of hope. Jesus, the hope of glory, he never stops working in us. And that just keeps me going. It energizes me.
Awesome. Yes, there's always hope. And we got to look forward to that. How about joy? What brings you joy?
One of the things that brings me a lot of joy is serving the Lord, the work of God. You know, the Bible says that there is a great joy in heaven over one soul that comes to Jesus. That brings me the greatest amount of joy. When I see someone who's hurting and they turn to God, and because God has given me the opportunity, the privilege, an honor to be able to be a blessing to somebody, an encouragement to someone else, and then I see that person respond, and I see that person change their lives and now serving the Lord, that brings me a tremendous amount of joy.
Yeah, that's, you know, where we plant the seed and then God just nourishes that and then reaps a harvest for years and years to come. It's just, it's a miracle, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, you know, there's nothing like when you see people, you know, change their lives. And I also want to say, you know, that anybody is listening that, you know, and they need help or they need information or resources, they can also go to the New Life for Youth website, and then they can learn also more about the movie, and they can learn more about my book, and find resources, or maybe they need the program themselves, and they can go to our website, newlifeforyouth.org, and find the help that, you know, they need.
Yeah, you have a lot of great resources on. I was just on that website earlier, and it's a great resource for family members and for addicts themselves to reach out and people in the church to just educate themselves of what the services and resources are in the community. So how important is laughter to you?
Laughter is part of being real, just being real, being simple in the Lord. It's very important because it just brings a tremendous amount of excitement, peace. You know, the Bible teaches us that God himself laughs in the heavens. And, you know, that we can also laugh. You know, laughter is part of our weaknesses, our failures, and our victories. And it just shows us, you know, that God is so real to us. And it's part of being who you are in the Lord.
Oh, I love that. So laughter is part of our weaknesses, our failures, and our victories. Amen to that.
Yes.
And how about healing? How do you know that you are healed or that you are healing?
Well, you know, I definitely believe that I'm completely healed from drug addiction because of God's promise, 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is the basic foundation, scriptural foundation for our ministry that says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, everything becomes new. And even though you may find yourself struggling and tempted, because temptation is always there, but at the same time, you know that the healing is a process in your life, that God continues to heal you. And I tell people that the most important thing in your life is not your failures, but the most important thing for us is to get up and keep on going. Keep going forward, looking to who your real healer is. And that's the Lord. That's the life of God in you that gives you the strength and the hope to be able to face tomorrow and also deal and cope with your weaknesses.
Absolutely. There's healing in Jesus' name, isn't there?
Amen.
So I have one more question. How can we pray for you in your ministry?
Well, Tina, thank you so much. That is so important for us because, you know, our ministry is a ministry of faith. We don't receive government help. We don't want it. You know, this is a total faith-based ministry, and I say that humbly, not with pride or anything like that, because God knows that we truly trust in Him, and we operate strictly by faith. Our homes, you know, we have to minister to the people that we have. We keep them in the program for an entire year, and it's a challenge, you know, the needs that we have. So pray. First of all, pray for every young person that's in our program receiving healing. Pray for our staff. Pray for my wife and I, Carmen. She's my best friend, my partner in this ministry, who founded this ministry together with me. And then also, you know, pray for our finances, because every day it costs, you know, as you know, it costs money to operate, to keep the doors open, the lights on, the oil burning. So just, you know, lift us up in your prayers.
Absolutely. We will do that. And I thank you so much. And if you want to reach out to Pastor Torres, you can actually go to newlifeforyouth.com. If you want to check out his movie, go to www.thevictormovie.com, as well as VictorTorres.org is his website. And we thank you for taking the time and just sharing your transformation, your testimony of becoming a new creature, a new creation in Jesus. And we thank you for sharing your deliverance as well as your servant's heart. So thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for having me on your program. It's been a great joy to participate in your program today.
Thank you, Pastor Torres, for sharing your servant's heart, as well as hope, joy, laughter, and healing. Once again, you can go to Pastor Torres' website, which is Victor Torres, and that's spelled TORRES.org. TheVictorMovie.com. Check out his movie. Also, the Drug Treatment Center, NewLifeForYouth.com or NewLifeForYouth.org. Either one of those will actually direct you to his website. I love how Pastor Torres actually shared about 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and look, new things have come. All we have to do is cry out to the Lord, cry out to him, and just share our hurts, our habits, our hang-ups, and let God just love on you. And through that transformation and that new creation, God's going to use you to help others. But first, all you have to do is just call out. So maybe you're just sitting there and you're listening and you're thinking, I just feel like there's a barrier. There's something between me and God. Just cry out to him. God likes to hear strange voices. Call out to him. And like Pastor Torres said, just keep going. Keep going forward. There is hope for you. God has a future for you. Just keep looking forward. There is hope. And I just share that with you. And I share that with your family members. Just keep loving on those addicts in your life, people that feel broken. One of the things that Pastor Torres shared was about how he had the will to stop using drugs, but he didn't have the power, because that comes from God. And that's all we have to do. We just have to plant the seed with people, tell them that there is hope, call out to God. God's there. God loves you. He hasn't forgotten about you. Call out to him. I thank you, Pastor Torres, for your heart, your ministry. We're going to keep praying for you, your ministry, the staff with your ministry, and each soul that actually comes through those doors of those homes. 200 men and women are being transformed. So we thank you. We thank you for listening. I thank each one of my listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing the Tina Talks Truth radio show. Thank you for 1GM Nation Radio for having the Tina Talks Truth radio show each week, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Hope you tune in next Wednesday.
This is Victor with Tina Talks Truth, and the truth is, may you find victory today and forever. Also, my name is Victor.
Aw, that's so cute.
The truth is, there's hope.
Harborside Music for Love.
The pain of this world is nothing compared glory that's to come. So when my soul is hurting, I won't give up. I won't give up. I will trust in your word and the glory to come. Take my pain, my hurt, help me overcome and use it for love. Use it for love. The hope of this world is nothing compared to the promise that's to come. As long as I've got breath in my lungs, I won't give up. No, I won't give up. So I will trust in your word, in the glory to come. Take my pain.